السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله الله تبارك وتعالى says the believers their love for Allah Ta'ala is intense they have intense love for Allah Ta'ala If they are believers, the love for Allah Ta'ala is intense. So I can make that claim, you can make that claim, and everyone can make that claim, that we all are lovers of Allah Ta'ala. So I recall having given over a few weeks a bayan on the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, The incident or that bayan centered around that incident which took place in his life. We all know what a great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala he was and his status and his position. So he was in Hajj. The discussion centered around who is the lover of Allah ta'ala. That bayan that I gave has been published in Ashaq-e-Sadiq. So Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali was the youngest amongst those great awliya that had gathered. And I always state that in Hajj also, people look for those who have similar ideas, similar trends, similar style, similar views, or they in the same profession or in the same field. The muftis will search out for muftis. The alims will look for the alims. The business people look for some good business contacts there. Everybody looks for somebody that is of the same feather. So the Ahlullah, the people of Allah Ta'ala, they also look for the same kind of people. So this was a gathering of lovers of Allah Ta'ala. He was the youngest. And the discussion centered around who is the lover of Allah Ta'ala. So just to cut things short, in 15 minutes you cannot give that whole bayan. So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali was also asked his view. So when he was asked his view regarding who is the wali of Allah Ta'ala, who is the lover of Allah Ta'ala, others have expressed other views. Then he said, the lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that person who has annihilated himself. He makes fana of his own desires. He annihilates himself, he makes fana of his own desires. And he gives priority and preference to the desire and the wish of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He does not consider himself as Mr. Somebody. He does not consider himself as superior to anyone. He humbles himself because before him is that azmat of Allah Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So where can he think of himself as anything? If the sun is shining brightly and at that time if that little lamp, that little candle tries to make a comparison with that sun, the brightness of the sun, what would we think of that small little lamp? So in the same way, he said that the lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the first characteristic is that he makes fana. He annihilates himself. And remember that whosoever will humble himself and make fana of himself, Allah ta'ala will give him baqa. Fana mein hai baqa. Then Allah ta'ala will keep his name alive. We are taking the name of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh this morning when he passed away and we are taking his name today. So who kept his name alive? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So many kings and rulers and ministers and wealthy people and all kinds of professional people, so many millions of them, people in governments, in high positions, those for whom at one time they used to have 21 gun salute. Nobody even knows them. They haven't even heard of them. And these names are kept alive because they made fana of themselves. So he says they annihilate themselves. They annihilate themselves in the raza of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever my Allah is pleased with, I'm pleased with that. Finish. So when they make that, when they humble themselves completely, then we say that this is one of those characteristics that the lovers of Allah ta'ala have. Then he says the second thing is that they remain engaged in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fulfilling the rites of zikr. Both positive and negative zikr. We all like to make umrah upon umrah, hajj upon hajj, make tasbih upon tasbih, and make nafil namaz and tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, all that is easy to do. But when it comes to the negative zikr, that means the giving up of sins, then there we, as they say, nani yaad aa jaati hai. After that, when the pain comes on the heart, to restrain ourselves, and that is where we fail. And the whole test is in that, in restraining. If the person does not make too much of tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, there's not a problem. But if he restrains himself, but if he does not restrain himself from sins, then it's a big problem. So they annihilate themselves. There's no time to go into detailed discussion. Read that bayan, I think it's available, might be in the library. Then the second thing he said is that they remain engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, fulfilling the rites of zikr. As I mentioned the other day also, whatever is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala at whatever point in time, they fulfill that order. Whether it is in the business, whether it is in the home, family life, anywhere, they fulfill that order of Allah Ta'ala. Thirdly, he said that they see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with the heart. With the eyes of the heart, they see Allah Ta'ala. With these eyes, we can't see Allah Ta'ala. What it means is that the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala that's cast in their hearts. They say with the eyes of their heart, they see Allah Ta'ala. That heart, which has been burned in the fire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love. When we braai meat, the fragrance of that braaied meat goes far and wide. As I always say, the neighbors nearby, if they are going to inhale the fragrance of that braai that is taking place, and if they are poor, then we should not have our braai then in the yard, rather have it inside the house. Or send a little bit to them too, so that they do not feel hurt that we cannot afford to have bride. Because the fragrance of that goes far. They sniff and they say, somebody is brying in the neighborhood. Nevertheless, there is not a fatwa. Just now everywhere we will say that, Molnagir is fatwa, you can't bry. So he says that their hearts are bright with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love. Now the fragrance of that bright meat goes far. That is exactly what happens with the Ahlullah. Those who are the friends and the walis of Allah Ta'ala. Those who are the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Their hearts are bright in the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Their hearts are bright in the khawf and the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab. And as a result, that fragrance that comes out from there, that goes far and wide. That is what goes far and wide. That is what begins to impact on other hearts. So he says they see Allah Ta'ala with the eyes of their heart. So zikr intoxicates them like a bottle of wine. Bottle of wine intoxicates the person. Then he wobbles after that. He can't even walk straight if he is not used to drinking of wine. And the first time he drinks a bottle of wine. But those who gulp and bottles upon bottles, then it takes a bit of time before they wobble. So he said that it intoxicates them. Their enjoyment is in that zikrullah. Then he says the fourth sifat of these walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is that they don't make any move without the order of Allah ta'ala. Every movement of theirs is with the order of Allah Ta'ala. Now we will say that does Jibreel alayhi salam still come and inform them, do this, do that, do that? Jibreel alayhi salam doesn't come anymore. What it means is that the Quran and Sunnah is their guide. They take the cue from there. Whatever the Quran Sharif says is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. So they don't make any move except with the command of Allah Ta'ala, means that if Allah Ta'ala, whatever He has instructed, this is how you must conduct your business, this is how you must marry, this is how you must bring up your children, this is how you must trade, this is how you must make Hajj, this is how you must fast, this is how you must keep every teaching of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they follow that. He says that when that stage is reached, then they're walking, they're talking, they're sleeping, they're touching, and everything is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Because they're following everything in Allah's hukam. So now they're walking, talking, eating, drinking. The others are also doing the same thing. But when they are doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. They are eating, why? So that we get strength in the body. And if we get strength in the body, then what are we going to do? Commit zina. Go to the cinemas and discos and go and dance the whole night in the raves. That strength that will come in the body, now we are going to make ibadat, make zikr, make tilawat, go and earn halal livelihood, do exercise, all the rest of the things. The person will now do anything and everything, it will be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So he will get reward on all these mundane activities of life. His sleeping, eating, drinking, walking, everything will now become ibadat. So he said, that is what they now do. And when they reach that stage, where everything is now for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he said, then at that stage what they do is they don't care about adverse criticism, and they do not care about worldly customs. When they reach that stage, so now they don't worry and bother about adverse criticism, which we are so afraid of, that what will this person say, what will that person say, if I have to do it the right way, then what about the criticism that I will get, if I have to walk away from this place where there is sinful indulgence, the music is playing, the TV is being watched where all filthy films, filthy pictures are coming, you happen to go to somebody's house, now that person is sitting and watching with his family. Now immediately shaitan will whisper, now if you have to walk away from here, because they don't want to switch it off, they say, you also sit down and watch with us. So now he begins to think, what will they say? This is an old, outdated, orthodox, old-fashioned. So these people who are Ahlullah, they don't care about that criticism. They only worry about what is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's pleasure. And worldly customs also mean nothing to them. They only want to know, what does Quran and Sunnah say? Quran Sharif and Sunnah, that is their guide after that. So as Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah said, that those are the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Now we must see in our lives, do we have these characteristics? If we have them, then if we claim that yes, we are lovers of Allah Ta'ala, then well and good. If not, then our love is very weak. It's a bold claim, but it's a very weak love. One person was walking and he saw a woman. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives some examples. They are very beautiful. He says he saw one woman. It's an example he is giving. So he told that woman that my heart is for you and my eye is for you and my life for you. I haven't seen any woman like you. I love you with all my heart. So to test him, she said, my sister is far more beautiful than I am. And she's coming just behind me. So as soon as she said she's behind me, so he looked back to see where her sister is. So she gave him one tight slap. I said, just now you were claiming bold love. Is this the love that the moment I told you there's somebody more beautiful and prettier, then straight away you start looking back. So that is our condition, that we claim that we have got great love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But the moment we see attraction in something, no matter how displeasing to Allah Ta'ala, the moment we see some kind of attraction in anything else, then we just go for it, irrespective of whether it pleases or displeases Allah Ta'ala. So inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, then if the moon is sighted, there will be Eid tomorrow. And this is the lesson for this morning, which may be the last program for this month, that tomorrow, if it is Eid, then there will be a lot of attractions and distractions. There will be so much out there that will be inviting us towards sins. That little ibadat noor that we may have had accumulated in our hearts. Now shaitan and his army is going to be released. So we couldn't fight our nafs in Ramadan. When shaitan is going to now join with nafs, imagine what is going to happen. Overnight this masajid will become empty. The masajid which were full in Ramadan, the masajid in which there was so much of Quran Sharif tilawat, ibadat, zikr, so much of bayans and waz, and Ramzan in which there was so much of charities and everything, all will suddenly come to an end. Why? That is the shukr now of Ramadan that we are going to make. The shukr of having fasted in Ramadan and made all the zikr, tilawat, ibadat, is that now we must head for the cinemas, theatres, discos, gambling dens, any kind of obscenity, shamelessness, anything, as long as now Ramadan is over, so we get the license. Whereas now we should make extra effort to restrain ourselves from those haram, so that we retain that noor and that light, fraction of which may have come into our hearts. More sawab we will get. The more the opposition, the more the enemies, the more the jihad we wage against our nafs, the more Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will fill his heart with noor even outside Ramadan. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept all the ibadat, zikr, tilawat, whatever we did. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire ummah. And make Eid for everyone peaceful, happy, prosperous, joyous. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on those people who will not be able to celebrate Eid. Wallah, the way it hurts when we read of the bombings in the month of Ramadan. And who is assisting and helping them? The Muslims. Where are we crying about the disbelievers? Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Try and head for the Eid guys wherever they are. Wherever you're going for Eid Namaz, try and get away there early, tomorrow after Fajr. Make preparations to go to the Eidgah. It's a Sunday also, the whole day we've got Qabristan, we can go even after Eid. Lots of people Eid days, just make it, they just about time for the khutbah or Namaz. And they're dashing and rushing, why? Because they were delayed in the Qabristan. And the Namaz is held early in the Eidgahs, because we don't want it to get very hot and make things uncomfortable for the congregational or the worshippers. That is the reason. People want to know why you all keep early namaz in the Eidgah. Because it's very hot sometimes. And they don't have in every Eidgah a big tent. So if it gets hot, then they are restless. So that is why you keep it early. So first make Eid namaz. After that, peacefully go to the Qabristan if you want to go. Otherwise, go in the evening. Go late night, but these days when you go late night, then check right, left, in front and behind. Otherwise we also become candidates of that graveyard. The person was going to graveyard and he ends up in the graveyard. That's how bad things have become. So we must take caution also. One tasbih of La ilaha illallah, you have spent the whole night, most of you. That one tasbih won't take much time. Then let's terminate today's program. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله لا illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Many South Africans are in Jeddah already. The flight was delayed a little, I think about half an hour or something. So the Subah Sadiq started there. It was already Subah Sadiq. Fajr time set in already. So it's Eid. And they telephoning from there, what was we doing? So it's Eid now, so don't fast. Catch the flight when you come to South Africa. After Eid, if Eid is tomorrow here, then after Eid, keep one fast if you've kept only 28. And if you've kept 29 already, then there's no problem. But if they have kept 28 and now it's Eid there today, so they must not fast. They must make Eid with them. Then tomorrow make Eid with us again. Double Eid. And then keep one fast. Inshallah, the moon is expected to be sighted. But if not, then it will be our 31st fast. Because we started there one day before South Africa. And it's our 30th fast today. That is why I said we were lucky that we had the best of both worlds. Our bread was buttered on both sides. They're all 10 nights, were odd nights for us. The even ones were odd nights. If we calculate out from the beginning of the fasting and the odd nights according to South African timetable, we were odd nights. And that is why this year there was a very strange kafiyat in all nights. Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, we can't make enough shukr. And this was the very first time that I personally experienced such kind of kafiyat. All nights of the last 10 nights. We do get sometimes this night or that night. Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and fazal, unlimited. It's not bragging about any achievement, which makes the friends happy that they too have experienced. Different kafiyat. But kafiyat is not the only thing. That is a temporary thing. For a little while you get that kafiyat, that feeling. Istiqamat is essential. Istiqamat. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. There must be istiqlal, there must be that istiqamat. The person mustn't be 1 minute. Waliullah, 1 minute. Angel surpassing the angels, and next minute even shaitan is ashamed of it. That is our state. Thodi der mein farishta aur thodi der mein bhoot. So there must be istiqamat. When istiqamat will come, then we say now the person's heart is in good condition. And that istiqamat comes, kunu ma'a sadiqi. And will remain in that company of the salihin. Then istiqamat will come. Because those salihin, they have got istiqamat in their lives. So when we'll be in the company of those who got istiqamat in their lives, then istiqamat will come in us, steadfastness. Istiqamat is steadfastness. So the person will have the himmat and the courage throughout his life then to remain on deen and sharia and on the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. Istiqamat will come. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. So the effort is made. You keep on making the effort until it becomes solid. When you're putting up a huge building, then they work hard on the foundation. And they say dig deep into the ground until they can reach hard ground. Then they pour the concrete and cement and put steel and all the rest of it so that the foundation is strong. Then that building will stand. So istiqamat is required. Strong foundation, and then the building will stand. So it just depends how much of effort we have put in this Ramadan into that foundation. If the foundation is strong, then rest of the months, that building of Islam, our akhlaq, our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat, everything will stay right. But if that foundation is very weak, then the moment Ramzan Sharif ends, that building will collapse. Because we are building, we are putting up that building, but the foundation was weak. So as soon as we go outside, the little bit of wind that will blow, of temptation, then sometimes it will blow the roof away of namaz, sometimes it will blow the roof away of zakat, of akhlaq, of honesty, charity, sincerity, whatever was being built up, it will just blow away. The storms will blow everything away. But if the foundation was strong, then all the strong winds and breezes and all will blow, but it will not blow the building away. So that is what is required. It's a beautiful share of Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And when he says, "Ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya," say that there it is his humility, otherwise his dil had already become of what he was saying. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us again with another Ramadan. That is the purpose of asking for long life in this world. That you want to see more Ramadans. You want to give more zakat. You want to make more salat. You want to assist and help and make khidmat of the khalq, creation of Allah Ta'ala. Be of service to mankind. Please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is the purpose of it. Not anything else. Otherwise, what there is in this world that you must live. And repeatedly I have mentioned that you don't have to find another body You don't have to go and look for some other wealth. You don't have to go and nothing. The same body, the same eyes, and same sight, hearing, speech. Use it correctly. So you'll still enjoy a very, very happy and peaceful, contented life. Shariat won't say divorce your family, divorce your wife, children. Leave your businesses. Go away into the jungles to find Allah Ta'ala. You find Allah Ta'ala in the same place. Disciplining is what is required. Disciplining. But if all the doctors are sick and ill, what will the patients then do? The doctors of the ummah. Unfortunately, we are all sick and ailing. So therefore, the patients cannot seem to get any medication and cure for their ailments. If you have to go to, somebody is living in a town and there are half a dozen doctors there, and the person is suffering from some sickness. Now he says that, let me go and see Dr. A. When he goes to Dr. A, they say he's suffering from cancer, he's in bed, he won't be able to attend to any patients. He goes to Dr. B, they say he's paralyzed. He goes to Dr. C, then he says that he's gone blind. He can't see. So like that, if all the doctors are sick, then what is the patient going to do? So this is unfortunately the condition today. کہ ہم جو طبیب کہلاتے تھے امت کے ہم بیمار پڑ گئے امت کے طبیب کون تھے علماء تھے جب ہم ہی بیمار ہو گئے روحانی بیماریاں جب ہم میں اتنی گھس آئی کہ جس کی کوئی انتہا نہیں تو پھر دوسرے حضرات کیا کریں جو مریض ہے وہ کہاں جائے جب طبیب بیمار پڑا ہے تو اب مریض کہاں جائے تو الا ماشاءاللہ کہیں کہیں کوئی مل جاتا ہے لیکن ہمارا حال تو وہی ہے کہ ہم خود بیمار ہیں روحانی جسمانی بیمار تو سب ہو سکتے ہیں فزیکل illness everybody can have I'm talking about spiritual اللہ تعالیٰ آپ لوگوں سے بھی اور مجھ سے بھی اخلاص کے ساتھ زبردست دین کی خدمت لے لے عظیم الشان جس کے اثرات سارے عالم کے اندر پھیل گئے اور اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہم لوگوں کو ایسے قلوب عطا کر دے کہ جس کے اندر حیات ہو I'm talking to this ulama friends of mine so if you don't understand then it's good Normally it's same as make translation. So the more you don't understand what I'm saying to them, the better. Because I'm addressing myself. आप लोग जाने वाले हैं इसलिए मैं कह रहा हूँ कि एक मिसाल ज़हन में आई थी एयरपोर्ट पर जोहान्सबर्ग के एयरपोर्ट पर कुछ आज़ाद हॉल से और ज़करिया से कुछ तलब आए थे کافی لوگ جمع ہو گئے تھے وہاں پر روانگی کے دن شاید تو میں نے کہا کہ ایک مرغی ہے تو مرغی کے نیچے اگر انڈے ہوں گے تو مرغی کے پروں کی گرمی سے ان انڈوں کے اندر حرارت پیدا ہوگی اور حیات آئے گی If you take a live fowl live hen and make it sit on eggs. So the warmth of the wings of that egg, of that hen, will bring life into those eggs. The eggs were dead. Murda the one day. Lekin un murdo ke andar hayat aayegi. Murghi ke par ki garmi se. Because that hen is alive. Uske andar hayat hai. Uske andar zindagi hai. To uski zindagi ka asar ye hua کہ مردہ انڈوں میں حیات آ گئی جان آ گئی they'll crack their shell and come out from there. And they will also start making kip, 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 kip. Start picking up all the greens. Wo bhi khana shuru karte. To hayat aagayi, murghi ke paro ki garmi se. Lekin agar murghi murda ho, the murghi is dead. And now we put it over dead eggs. To ek to murghi ki badbu, aur ek wo ando ki, gande ando ki badbu. Thode dino ke baad, pure mahol ko badbudar kar dega. ہاں یہ ہماری حقیقت ہے کہ ہم میں کیونکہ جان نہیں ہے اس لئے دوسروں میں بھی کوئی جان نہیں آتی ہے because their eggs will rot and as it is the hen is dead so the dead hen and the rotten eggs what will happen the whole environment will be rotten تو اب کہاں جائے لوگ تلاش کرنے کے لئے where must they go and search واقعی اللہ تعالیٰ نے وہ مثال جلالی میں تو اپنے اوپر اس کو چسپا کرتا ہوں حقیقت یہ ہے کہ اگر ہمارے اندر کچھ حیات ہوتی تو پھر سب کے اندر حیات آ جاتی کبھی ایسا بھی ہوتا ہے کہ you got 20 eggs and you kept the hen so it's not necessary that all of them get hayat تو اس میں مرغی کا قصور نہیں ہے اس نے تو بہت محنت کی لیکن اس میں حیات نہیں آئی جب مرغی بیٹھ جاتی تھی تو وہ انڈا کھسک جاتا تھا egg used to roll away from under the wing when the hen was sitting The hen was trying its level best, but sitting, trying to keep all the eggs under its wing. But that one egg, when it sees that the hen is dozing a little bit, it slips off and goes away to some cinema disco and comes back again after a little while under the wing. Then again the hen dozes off a little bit, then that anda is gone, commits some zina, adultery, go and look at all haram haram things, and then again come away under the wing. So, is tarah se usme hayat thodi aayegi. The life won't come into that. So, nobody is bound to any kind of time now that you have to sit. No restriction. No chains binding anybody. All are free, azad. Those who want to go, no offense at all. آزاد پر یاد آیا ایک آدمی ملا تھا وہاں ایئرپورٹ پر کچھ سال پہلے میں نے پوچھا what's your name he said آزاد say where you come from say آزاد بول what's your address آزاد street میں کہا ماشاءاللہ اللہ تعالیٰ make you آزاد from the قبر عذاب تو and from the آخرت عذاب تو and you جنت آزاد ہی آزاد ہے ماشاءاللہ آزاد means free As Allah gives salvation. MashaAllah. Har aitbaar se azad hai. To ye hai ki wo ande jo hai, agar andar uske paro ke niche na rahe, to phir yehi hoga. Apni neemat samajhiye mil baithne ko. Mubada ye waqt phir aaye na aaye. MashaAllah. Bahut khushi hui aap hazrat ke aane se. تقویت ہوئی مجھے آپ لوگوں کی دعاوں سے اور توجہ سے اور طلب صادق سے ورنہ یہاں تک آنے کی کیا ضرورت ہے اچھا اس ختم